It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I love that guy.
What guy's that?
Paul Reiser. He'll be coming back on with us. Also, a friend might be dropping by next week. You listen to The Buzz 24-7, so we let you in on that.
I know who it is.
People have been asking.
I think as soon as you, if you see anything on Instagram, then you know.
Yeah. He gets asked a lot. Tom Bergeron. I think he's going to come in and hang on Monday, actually.
All right.
You know? So, that's pretty cool. Watching the news, watching New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu get up there and give a guy the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, he was on a bunch of national stuff.
Yeah. And if it was any other guy, I'd say publicity stunt. But you could tell it wasn't. You could tell it wasn't. You know what I mean? People do arrange stuff like that, Kelly. I know you think it's weird, but that's the world we live in, you know? It's the world we live in. Everybody's got an angle, whatever it takes.
To believe,
and he's not one of them. I'm not saying that.
Sometimes these videos, I don't know. But that was a live event.
Yep.
It was real.
Yep. I agree. What do you got? Salad? Who's got the salad?
Me.
I've been into this. I don't know what kind it is. I don't know what the brand is. But it's some sort of avocado lime dressing. And they don't, it's cold. Like you buy it. It's not, I think you buy it cold.
Yeah, miss your old dressing, right?
Yeah. The dill dressing. Shop and Save. Whatever it's called. Hannaford. Whatever it's called.
But yeah, I know where the... where the cold dressings are.
Yeah.
Over by the cut up
the glass
stuff.
Bottles.
Yeah, it's glass
bottles. It's got a picture of an avocado on it and stuff. Like, what is that?
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into right now. And I don't know what happened with dill dressing? I found it. I'm like, wow, this is really good. And then poof, you can't find it anywhere. Poof. There's no dill dressing anywhere. They stopped making it, Kelly.
Damn it. That's too bad.
Oh, why?
You should find a nice recipe and make it.
What possesses somebody to stop making it? Did it not sell?
Probably. Clearly. Not enough, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not making it. I've come too far. I sell a lot of it. A lot of salad. I don't have to make salad dressing. That's not why I don't wash my car by hand. There's a place right around the right around the corner, you know, that you just drive through and it's done. I did take your advice on that, by the way.
So that is a treat yourself, and that's one of my favorite treat yourself, especially now that I have Otis, who you would think, because he was short-haired, and that he wouldn't shed as much. He has so much fur everywhere, and he's in my car every day.
Yeah.
So getting the unlimited car wash and the free vacuums at that place.
Yeah.
Every day, washing my car, vacuuming my car.
Yo, I don't know what it is about me. I can't, I cannot have a messy windshield. Like, if there's bugs and crap on my I don't get people who, like, I wash the inside of the windshield because I can't take it. You know how the fog builds up, whatever it is? I usually think it was only smokers, but it's not. It's anybody.
Yep.
It's, you know, the condensation back
layer,
and forth.
Yeah,
yeah, and I can't have a dirty windshield. Also, I don't want dirty sunglasses. Like, glasses, like, if I wear these, like, right now, I gotta clean them. Gotta clean my glasses. I don't like it.
Your visor.
Sometimes I don't notice it as much as other people do. Like, Amy will grab my glasses and go, oh, my God.
It's always someone else who notices, you know?
I look at it as, oh, okay, well, it's like I don't have to squint my eyes. It stuff's on there that helps keep the sun up.
Mr. Shrubin, our shop teacher back in middle school, his nickname was Duck. Duck Shrubin had sawdust on his glasses. Didn't seem to bother him.
And you know what?
Mr. Lampson, too.
What's up with that?
Mr. Lampson always had dirty glasses.
Yeah. You know what that tells me?
He's working.
He's working. He doesn't care. Yeah. It'd be the same thing if my dad would cut himself.
Yeah.
He's bleeding all over the place. I ain't got time. What am I going to step away? They're going to bring somebody else in to do the job. Bang!
Yeah. I get time to clean off my glasses. I can see perfectly well through the haze of sawdust as I work on the lathe. You know what I mean? With the blade. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, what else?
I already told you guys. So embarrassing. We try to end our Sunday with something on the grill.
It still amazes me that you were like your grill is a new thing.
Well, no, it's not a new thing. I lived in a place for for 8 to 9 years. No grilling, because I guess before I got there, somebody burned a deck. So grilling was just not around anymore. And then we grilled, you know, here and there.
But you had one at the house, didn't you, when you had the house?
Yeah, but
and you never grilled there.
I was the only one that, you know, enjoyed.
Oh, yeah,
So now we're grilling all the time. Yeah. And I said a while ago, I said, do you feel like, you know, it's been a while. And Amy used to grill at her house. Do you, what, once a year? Oh, Scott, we haven't used it that much. Bang. Yesterday, I get out there with my lawn chair. I got my beer. And I watch the little heating thing go up. And then goes back down. And then I hear, poof.
You're out of gas. Poof. You're out of gas, dude. Yeah. Mm. Oh. Got to pay attention.
When Dad finds out about that, because he worked in the propane business, he's not going to be happy.
Grilling is great because there's less to clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now I have a flat top, so I use that. So there is a little bit of upkeep on it, but it still beats doing the dishes.
What, are you just going to scrub the top with the special brush and that's it, or what?
Well, basically, you scrape everything off, Kelly, okay? And you scrape it and push it into the back, into the little catch-all mm-hmm. thing there. And then you oil it again. You let it cool down a little bit. A little bit of water, right? Get all the stuff off, then do that. Yep. A little bit of oil, warm it up just a little bit, then shut it off.
And I don't even oil it now. I just have the olive oil spray.
Yeah.
Spray it on.
Yeah.
I see that.
Also, grape oil also works on a griddle grill.
I see that at some point in the future.
You can
sure.
do eggs, bacon on a
pancakes.
Griddle grill, pancakes. You can do it all. It's great. And that scraper, Scotty, the best. And also, the people think that if you have a griddle grill, I'm not getting paid for this. None of us are getting paid for this. But I'm telling you,
just love it.
That the griddle grill, the Blackstone, you could get a heavy metal thing that presses down on the meat.
I got one
of
those.
It gives it a nice crispness on the outside layer of the chicken, is great.
Or if you're a smash burger in
smash burgers?
It.
Oh,
you
man,
guys are like salespeople. Mm.
No, I'm just
but
telling you
best.
What's good.
I know you're not telling me, but you're telling me and it sounds damn good.
And it's cheaper than a regular grill, too. They're less expensive. At least they were, you know, $800.
But now they have them with... See, I already want to upgrade to the one that has the deep fryer attached because I deep fried egg rolls yesterday.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have that all in one.
I'm all set. Just give me the grill thing. So that's our thing. That's what we do. So much easier. Welcome to the 24/7. It's Monday. Started off the morning being told that there was something inappropriate or possibly inappropriate on my page. And it's
I heard.
Photograph of my wife that apparently it was totally innocent. There was nothing inappropriate about it, but the angle of it and the fact that she had shorts on
and where her hand was positioned,
it looked like it may be something else, which clearly it wasn't, you know. But somebody alerted Laura, hey, you might want to tell Greg it looks like his wife's thing is hanging out. He didn't say that. He was very polite and respectful, so props to him.
Laura comes in and she goes, Roadkill, take a look at this. And I was like, whoa. She's like, I'm going to say something. Where is he?
And then you came in. You're like, what are you guys talking about? And I'm like, I need you to read something.
Yeah, like, I was going to, why were you,
well, because
why were you
I
so?
Didn't, because I knew that wasn't the picture. And I didn't want you to get frustrated and mad to have to take it down. So I wanted to leave it up to you. Like, because obviously it wasn't that. But if one person got that impression, what if more? You know what? I just was like, oh, I don't. Because you get a little angry sometimes when people look at, like, you have a picture of you and your son. And then they, you know, oh, it's David's kid. And you're like, oh, like, that sucks. So I didn't want to offend your picture by telling you.
Yeah, I love it when people give my family shit. Yeah,
right.
I don't like that.
Well, no.
Imagine that.
Well, nobody does, but I didn't want to push your buttons and be like, maybe you take this picture down.
And the thing is the show hadn't even started. She walked in the room literally, and 30 seconds later, I knew something was going on because I'm like, I walked in, Kelly, it was that.
I woke up
one
to
of
that
these,
email.
One of these.
I saw,
one of these.
I saw her face.
And yeah, it's fine. It was fine. I switched it out just because... Once some, it'll get
once
around, and then everybody's gonna go look
put it
at
in
it.
The bank.
Yeah, so you know, I got rid of it,
and Kelly, yes, I have a copy. For
it
you.
Was just a nice picture of my wife and sit on the couch with the dog. That's it. It was nothing that, but I, you know, once somebody sees it, you can't unsee it.
No, you can't.
Right? When somebody says, "Doesn't that look like this?" and you go, "Actually, kind of does. I know it's not, but it kind of does." But anyway, so that's how that was the first thing out of the gate. Hello, Monday. You know. I got to read an email from some guy going, all right, you might want to tell Greg that his wife's got a thing hanging out, you know. He was nice. He was very appropriate and very respectful, whoever it was. So please thank them for that, you know. You do, though. Y'all get defensive when somebody says anything about your family. I mean, that's a normal, you know, that guy wasn't saying anything bad about Valerie, but it's amazing to me. Like what some people will write. Did you hear this? Listen to this. Hold on. This is something that somebody said to Lainey Wilson, the country singer, who's like, she's gorgeous and she's huge. I think she did I know she did a sold out show up at Bank NH Pavilion. So this is somebody gave her, they asked her about her her backside, her ass. Okay. This is what they said and what she how she responded.
What happened to that backdoor turd cutter you had?
Backdoor turd cutter.
That was the question somebody asked Lainey Wilson right there.
What happened to that backdoor turd cutter you had? Uncle Timmy, why are you worried about my turd cutter? Worry about your own. Cut your own turds.
I like the response.
Uncle Timmy.
Hopefully that wasn't a real uncle.
I'm just baffled. I'm baffled, but what kind of a moron writes something like that to a woman? I just don't get it. It befuddles me. Like, seriously, what head trauma did you take? What shot to the head did you take? Was it a baseball bat? What was it? Would you do a quadruple flip on your BMX bike and eat it? Then all of a sudden that became the thing that you say to people? I don't get it. Maybe I'm alone.
Did she make it worse by bringing it up?
No, I love her response.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. You have to, you know, I just don't get what people say to other people. To me, it's astounding.
What happened to that backdoor turd cutter you had?
I just get a kick out of a woman saying that. That's all.
Yeah.
Fans think they can say whatever they want.
Well, Linkin Park right now is dealing with that. You know they were going to get some S for bringing somebody new in, but also the girl that they brought in, I guess either went to court or something and stuck up for the guy from that 70s show who, come to find out, had done some bad stuff.
Danny something.
Masterson.
And at first, she went to court and defended him. Mm-hmm. And didn't know the full thing. Mm-hmm. So people are like, oh, so you're A, involved with the Church of Scientology, and you're totally cool hanging out with people that, you know, do that. And she's like, no, poor girl hasn't even really got out there yet and has already taken a beating.
I don't get it. I saw the Foo Fighters, their first show back. Josh Fries up behind the drums, a monster behind the kit. You know, Taylor Hawkins, he's not Taylor Hawkins, and he's not pretending to be, you know, but the band wanted to go on, and it was an unbelievably emotional show. It was phenomenal. The fact that they even got up there and did it was a huge triumph. But, you know, some shitheads got to go up and just beat the hell out. Like, it's one thing to say, I'm a Taylor, you know, I'm a Taylor Hawkins fan. He's not quite Taylor Hawkins. Okay, that's fine. But they went wild on the guy, some of them. Not all, but some of them. And you just go, man, oh, man, what is wrong with you? You know? The Masterson thing, though, that does bring up an interesting point. Like, so let's say you knew somebody. Mm-hmm. Kelly, for instance, right? Or just anybody in particular, right? And they get accused of something, and you just don't see that even being possible, being your experience with that person, in whatever it is, whatever the crime is. And you think that, wow, I've never met a more fine, upstanding person than that person, and that's how I know them. So would you ever defend somebody that was accused of a crime? Whether it was, you know, something like Masterson did, that kind of stuff, heinous as it may be, but you absolutely believe that they did not do it.
You just say what you just said. Far as I know, that's not the person I know.
Right.
I don't know how you can absolutely defend somebody when you don't know the facts of the case.
No, you wouldn't say, you couldn't say, the guy I know would never do that, right? The guy I know would never do that, you know?
As I've gotten older,
I love the fact that
I try to step back a little bit. I mean,
perspective.
Yes, take a look at things.
Mm-hmm.
Am I around you 24 hours a day? Do I know everything that you do?
No,
I understand. But realize, I'm not with you all the time. So it's like, would I believe you if they said that to you about you? No, I wouldn't believe that. But there are some people out there, you go, wait a minute. Some people do have darker sides.
And some people work.
Agreed.
You know? And some people,
agreed.
You know, are... You are they'll show you one side, like, oh, hey, this is the side I want you to see. But there's another side. I believe, like, everybody does have a couple sides to them.
Do you ever think, though, it's interesting in this country with media being what it is? You can call somebody guilty all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That guy did it. Nobody gives you shit.
Nope.
You call them innocent, and you get shit.
Yep.
Like, that's weird, isn't it, if you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the law is built on you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, but that's not how
I know.
The people do it.
Now, I don't know if I've ever said this on the air. I don't know. But there was a friend of mine who was accused of something that, you know, I believed in my heart that they did not do. Okay? Mm-hmm. I believed in my heart that they did not do. However, I don't know that person, you know, as I can't say factually. I can't say absolutely not they did not do it. But the story came up one day a long time ago, and I just simply said it's no secret that I've been a friend of this person for a very long time. That's not the person I know. And if they did it, then the law will take its course and they will find out. But, you know, I know him to not be that kind of person. Now, I'm not saying, and this was included in what I said on the air, I'm not calling anybody a liar or anything. I'm just saying that the person I know isn't that kind of person. But let the whole thing take its course.
Yep.
Before.
And, oh man, I got absolutely crucified for victim shaming, which I did not. I didn't say anything of the sort. But I intimated that, you know, innocent until proven guilty. I said, that's how we do things in this country. And I said that. And I said, until it goes through the courtroom, I'm going to just hold my job. I got the hell beat out of me. They wrote to management.
Crazy.
And I'm like, here's the tape. Listen to it. But that's not how it goes. Mm-hmm. That's not how it goes. You can say somebody's guilty and they deserve the friggin' electric chair. Nobody blinks. But if you say somebody's innocent of certain crimes, then you could be targeted.
Guilty, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. You can't declare anybody's 100% innocent, nor would I ever do that. You know. But anyway, it's interesting. I've always found that kind of backwards. You know. And then you think, if it happened to you, picture your best friend. Would you stick up for him? I get accused of a crime. I killed somebody, mm-hmm. Scotty.
Yeah.
Would you show up in court for me?
Yeah,
if you really believe I did not do it.
Yeah.
Right. You're not asking him to lie. Right?
No. Just show up in court. So would you show support for me?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Unless you did something, so I don't know.
No, I didn't do it.
Oh, okay, but see, what's weird is...
That's what you say.
You're putting it...
right. And you don't know.
You're putting it on a scale, though. It depends on what... He did just say he was going to murder somebody. No,
I didn't say I was going to. Let's say I'm accused of murdering someone.
Right.
My own investigation.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah.
You know me. Yeah, I'd have to get my facts all in. You know? It might help you out.
And it might not.
Or
I could find out something bad.
She's going to do her own. But you said it depends on if it's a heinous crime. Well, he murdered somebody. Is that considered heinous or... Well, it could be more heinous.
It depends.
Okay.
I'm accused of murdering someone.
Yes.
But you don't think I did it. And I protest. I did not. I'm absolutely 100% innocent. And I didn't do this. And you don't think I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You would show up and support me.
If the new host of the show let us out for the day.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
If you would do that.
It could take personal time, Kelly.
I wonder if you would, in all reality, because it's a hard situation to be in.
Right.
It's a hard situation to be in.
It can come around 50-50, come around where you didn't do it. Okay? Right. You sue the person, big money, and then you're like, you were always on my corner.
Right.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Right. It's nice to know that your angle is altruistic.
Then, other way, you did do it, I was fooled.
Yeah.
I write a book.
Yeah. You win both ways. Huh. Both a financial windfall. So you know where his head is at. You know where where you can count on Scotty one way or the other. It's a tough, I'll tell you, I got a letter from the guy that in question where I sort of said, look, I that's not the guy I know. I'm going to have to wait and see what the courts say. And if he's guilty, he's got to go to jail. That's what I said. And I got a letter afterwards from the guy saying you're the only one that said something like that at great risk, which I didn't think I was risking it because I thought I was being respectful to both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I would never condemn a victim, you know, if I didn't know. I wouldn't do that. But crazy world we live in, man. Crazy world.
No, but there's that always that question.
So Laura kills somebody. Laura kills somebody. She's accused of premeditated murder. And the situation seems like maybe she just snapped and maybe she just went off and she did it.
That's what I picture.
But Laura's not going to murder anybody. You know it as well as I do. But she's accused of it. And there is this evidence, circumstantial evidence, that points in her direction. Would you stand up for her and say, that's not the Laura I know. I don't think she did it.
Standing up for somebody is just saying, that's just, I'm around her 5 hours a day. I didn't see that side.
Saying she didn't do it. And saying that I don't believe she did it.
Yes.
Two different things.
No, very much so. I would go like, listen, I work with her 5 or 6 hours
okay.
a day. She seemed okay.
I seemed okay.
Seemed okay.
No, but then they have all those recordings of you telling me that
she's going to burst someday.
But you're
bat-ass crazy.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you look at me and you're like.
Just because you're badass crazy doesn't mean you killed anybody.
That might not help.
But that might not help my case.
You
know
what I mean? Well, you maybe should have said something to me like 20 years ago. Like, but this, in case something happens, don't say that.
This could happen to anybody you know, and then you're put in a situation where you have to make a choice. And that's what an awful, awful thing. And if you support them, then you're tagged. You're like, oh my God, this guy believes it. You know what I mean? Because people, by and large, they're going to believe the guilty thing. They're going to believe you're guilty. You can be the nicest person in the world, and someone's going to go, I knew it.
Yeah, but for some of you, I'm going to need to step away for it, you know, because I can only judge on what I see here.
I know.
I don't know what happens at noontime. I don't know what you guys...
Nobody knows. I mean, Scotty, if you're accused of murder, I don't know if you killed somebody, but I'd say the Scott I know definitely has the potential to kill somebody. That's what I would say.
Every one of us in this room has the potential, except Kelly. Kelly, victim written all over his forehead.
No, man. Kelly's the guy that in a moment pops off and all of a sudden something happens.
Yeah. No. I snapped at Greg once. So there is a background. There.
Yes, but you're not very, I don't think you have anything sharp around you. No. Like if anything, if you beat a man, it's going to take like 20 minutes. It'll be like the slowest beating.
You can kill somebody in many ways, man.
I know, but you're just.
Vehicle.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, yeah.
Mm. Well, anyway, just something to think about, though. It's something to think about. I've always...
Thanks for getting us thinking about that.
No, it's an interesting thing. The whole point of guilty versus innocence and how we'll prosecute anybody in our own minds as guilty, but we'll never even give them a thought to... Yeah, I thought O.J. was innocent for a little bit, and then he got in the Bronco and left, and I'm like, what's that? And that was the turning point for me.
But then again, you can use some facts that you just presented to us to come around and... To get you, have you ever been, you know, he is not guilty.
Yeah.
And he has lost his mind going, I am not guilty. So what does he do? Okay, what he did was weird, but he's
some
not a
crazy man who's,
at his wit's end. He's straight. Yeah. He's, guys, I didn't do this. I'm going to get in this vehicle.
That's why if somebody accused of something like that, grabbed a camera and said, look, I didn't do it. I didn't do that. I never did this. I did not do this. I'd be the guy going, I think I believe that guy, because that's how I'd want to be. That's what I'd say. And lawyers will tell you, don't say a word, because you look crazy. Well, I would be crazy if I was accused of a crime I didn't commit.
You might go a little nuts, yeah.
You have been found guilty of something.
Holy shit, and I didn't
Would you go right to the police station and turn yourself in and go, listen, I haven't done anything?
If I've already been found guilty, I'm not going to the police station to turn myself in.
What I'm saying is, like, they say, like, if a married couple, if one of them gets offed, it's immediately everybody looks at
can you imagine
a significant other. Yeah. I didn't do it. So
that's always the first person.
I'm going right to the police station and going, here I am.
Yeah.
I did not do this. I'm not, you know, going to pretend to go look for my...
Yeah, but now you're protesting too hard, and the cops are going...
Where?
This guy's really pushing it. He's really into it.
Protest too much.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, watch that three-part Scott Peterson.
I'm not watching that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not watching it. Are you going to watch the Aaron Hernandez one? The one about the New England Patriot?
Part of me wants to, but the other part of me is like, I don't really... I don't really know.
But the Karen Reed, when that comes out...
Well, did you see the 2020 on Friday night? Yeah, I DVR'd it. I need it to be off sports season
I would kind of want to watch that one because I got on that case late and I missed,
missed a lot
of it.
That was 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just on Friday night.
Anyway, just, I don't know. It's just something to think about. And then when you have a friend that was convinced, was accused of something that they did not commit... He was found totally innocent, by the way, and you realize that even protesting a little bit, that or saying that you believe the person, you know, you have a hard time believing they do it, you'll get the hell beat out of you today. It's
crazy.
Yeah,
but what happens if you I don't believe that Greg did it, and then come to find out you did.
Yeah.
Now does that tarnish
it does.
Me?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does a little bit, but I mean, like,
unless it's totally behind the scenes, and you just said I did. That's not the person I knew. That wasn't.
That's how you have to say it. That's how you have to say it. But you'd still be, you'd have a black mark on you, like, wow, look at this guy. He loves murderers. Yeah. Weird world we live in, man. Weird world. But anyway, okay. Well, that's all we have time for because it's Monday and it's a meeting day and we got to go. But great hanging with you. Wow. What a fun time today.
I don't believe Greg did it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. So we will be back tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning, and we will see you then.